Yeah, doing the Cape Cod drive, hoping for no vomit in the car. Don't like that drive.
Yeah.
You gotta even drive by the signs for Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun.
You gotta go, man.
You guys go to Cape Cod. I'll stop here.
Howdy, it's Thursday, October 31st, 2024, and this is episode 240 of Due for a Win, the Atlantic City podcast. I'm Kyle Eskin, joined as always by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
Halloween, it's spooky. This is the spooky episode of Due for a Win.
240, it's like a round number, I guess.
240 is a round number? What are we talking about here?
Four chips, if you can use yellow chips.
Four chips? I'm so lost right now.
Huh?
240?
Yeah, two blacks and two yellows. Come on.
Oh, two blacks and two yellows. Okay, I was going to say, what are you talking about? Like four, what?
Yellow chips are rare, but they exist.
It's not a round enough number. It's two blacks and eight reds.
Technically, I think if you didn't have yellows, it would be two blacks, a green, and three reds. But if you insist, you could take eight reds, I suppose.
Eight reds.
Seven reds and five whites. Yeah, whatever.
240 whites. Something that I always end up with at the craps table because I always just forget to like give ones for when I'm doing the six and eight.
Get confused if I go end up with 960 quarters or something.
Yeah. Please, I never play Pai Gow period, let alone long enough to get that many quarters.
That's true.
Any thoughts on Halloween? Your favorite holiday?
It's a holiday. It's fine. Kids love it.
There were a whole lot of adults dressed up for Halloween at the kids' Halloween parade at school this morning. I'm not into it. I don't want to put on a costume.
No. I don't like it either.
I mean, I would like to be a person who enjoys life to that extent, but that's just not in my DNA.
Yeah.
I don't have fun, and I don't think anyone else should have fun either.
I mean, I think it's fine if people want to have fun, but don't expect me to dress up for Halloween because it's not going to happen.
That's the big thing. I don't mind if other people dress up, but please do not expect me or ask me to dress up. Don't invite me to your Halloween party either. I don't want to go. So I'm just not fun is what we're saying here. But so come to our meetups. Come meet us in Atlantic City and hang out.
Yeah, that's strange that turnout's been so low the last few times.
Come have not fun with us in Atlantic City.
Indeed.
So speaking of Halloween, the always once never I came up with in honor of Halloween or in the spirit of Halloween. Spirit Halloween, ha ha ha. Oh boy. Was holidays to spend in Atlantic City, which I don't know that we've spent any of these in Atlantic City.
Have we spent any holiday ever in Atlantic City?
No.
Maybe I spent a St. Patrick's Day there.
Oh.
Which is a good holiday to spend in Atlantic City.
That's a good one. I didn't include that
one. Yeah, I think that was when I met you right after your son was born, and then I went down to Atlantic City with a different friend. I think it was pretty much that weekend.
That makes sense. We've been in Vegas, I think it was like the weekend before Halloween, and there were a bunch of people going to the clubs all in costumes, and that was interesting. I think it was like the Saturday before the Halloween was during the week. So anyways, holidays in Atlantic City, I think the idea is that always means that you have to go every single year. So every year that this holiday rolls around, you got to be like, okay, I got to be in AC.
Except for the year that you go to your once more?
Yes, except for the year you go to your once more. Sure. It doesn't mean like you can only go to AC on Halloween. If you
Yeah.
Because that would be insane. So the holidays I have is Halloween, New Year's Eve, and 4th of July, which I mostly picked 4th of July because I felt like Atlantic City summer. There's fireworks, presumably. Obviously, there's other holidays we could have picked. Like, we've been around Christmas time when you get to see the decorations.
Yeah.
So that's sort of in there.
And maybe we'll go this year around Christmas time as well.
Yeah. Memorial Day, Labor Day for other summer ones. But, like, there's not a whole lot going on those days. I guess on Memorial Day, Resorts does the balloon drop.
Thanksgiving could be a good one, I think.
Yeah. We have family, and I don't think they would be into that.
I mean, truly, like, this is a question that I, in some sense, can't answer because I would never be allowed to go always on one of these days or whatever.
Right, yeah, surely.
I think we have to exclude family from this discussion.
Yeah, that's a good
point. Some alternate universe where we're still 22 and don't have to worry about such things.
Yeah, that's a good point. Or, like, we're retired and our kids are moved out.
Yeah.
Like, this is a question for 15 years from now. I also say underrated time to go is the weekend of daylight savings time ending. The fall back because you get an extra hour, which I've definitely been in Atlantic City multiple times on that weekend. And it's very nice. The problem is I always use it as an excuse to stay up even later. And then I'm like, oh, boy, it's 2:59. Ooh, it's 2 in the morning. Like, no, that's not the way to do it.
Yeah, it's the way to do it.
You got to go to bed, and then you wake up, and you're like, ooh, it's only 7 instead of 8. That's the real way to do it. Maybe that's the way to do it now that we're in our 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were in our 20s, the way to do it was to stay up.
You weren't around back in these days, but I was very different when I was younger. And we would get a room, and like several times I would be like supposed to share a bed with someone, but I would just get back to the room at 10 a.m. or whatever. And so they'd already be awake, and then I'd just get my own bed to myself.
Nice.
It was great.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely had times in our early Vegas trips where the sun was coming up before I was going to bed. I remember that. And still be like drinking at 6:30 in the morning, just insane.
Yeah, Chris and I would always stay out until like 9 or 10 when we were together in those old times.
I don't know if it was Dave's bachelor party or the next trip where we were, you know, in the casino doing whatever. And then we went back to the hotel and we're like playing some card game in the hotel room as the sun came up. And then as I was finally like, all right, I'm going to bed at like 7:30 in the morning, Dave iced me, if you remember what icing is.
I do remember.
And handed me a Smirnoff Ice, and I drank a Smirnoff Ice. And I was probably already, you know, like 12 drinks deep at that point.
Yeah.
It was not great, I have to say, that warm Smirnoff Ice.
And then you got yelled at because someone had like a 3 p.m. flight the next day. at like 1 a.m.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, good times.
So Halloween, New Year's Eve, 4th of July, what do you got?
I think for me, I don't know which one's going in the ocean, but my always, I think, would be Halloween, right? It seems like a holiday I don't really want or need to spend at home or whatever, especially in some world that I don't have children. Yeah, I mean, I think it's just better than the other two, which I would, in theory, want to be able to spend with other people in other places, right?
Yeah, I mean, the nice thing about Halloween is seeing all the people dressed up. Like, the people watching is good. Vegas, certainly better than AC, probably, but 4th of July is nice because it's in the middle of the summer.
Right.
That one feels like sort of an easy one, even though it's very crowded in Atlantic City that day.
You know, all things being equal, I'd rather go to Atlantic City in, like, the shoulder months than high season.
That's true. That's a good point.
I mean, Halloween's a little bit after the shoulder months, I'd say. Maybe it's, like, September, October, so maybe it's the very end of the shoulder months.
But... Yeah, I would say it's the very end. Like, if we went to Atlantic City today, which is Halloween, which we now have to do. If we
it would be crowded there, I'm sure. Yeah.
It would be crowded, but, and yeah, I would say it's shoulder months. I mean, it helps that it's 75 degrees, but...
Right. It is 83 or something today here, so...
Wow. That's hot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're going always Halloween?
Always Halloween, definitely. I would say once more New Year's Eve, just to do it once, and then 4th of July can go in the ocean.
I see your argument. I definitely agree once more New Year's Eve. Like, I think that that would just be a cool
thing
to do.
Yeah, to do once, yeah.
And I have a feeling that it's one of those things that I would do it once and be like, okay, that was a little too much of a shit show. Like, I don't need to go
Never
be
again.
In the madness packed. Mm-hmm. Also, New Year's Eve is one of those things that always feels like you have to do it up, and then whenever you try to do it up, it's like, I should have just stayed home.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's me. Again, 41, I don't like fun. Halloween and 4th of July. The people watching is good. I agree the weather is better. But it's a toss-up for me.
It's just so crowded around the 4th.
I know. But like, you go in the middle of summer. I do like the beach vibe. I like fireworks. To have to do it every year, though? Yeah, I'm going to agree. I'm going to go Halloween always, New Year's Eve once, even though 4th of July is only slightly behind Halloween for me.
No, I agree. I think 4th of July, you know. That is something that I think we would do at some point. Like, I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, maybe not super soon, but as we move on in age, I could see us doing it after all the kids are gone and everything.
When we're, like, high rollers and we're getting comps 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
Resorts emailed me saying that I can get this Saturday comped, so...
Yeah, yeah, I got that, too.
I should probably go. I should probably get in the car right now and stay for 3 nights. I think that's the only possible plan.
Yep. So, same outcome for both of us.
Yep. Keeps ending, always, once, nevers. I had to come up with this one myself. Seems
terrible.
Awful. I don't understand why I would have to put in any effort at all. This is horrible.
I don't want to do a podcast to come up with my own content.
No. Crowdsource that content.
Mm-hmm. So, reader Andy S. emailed with some book recommendations. He says, there's a fiction author and well-known risk management specialist named Eric Denzenhall, who stages almost all of his novels in AC Margate and Ventnor. Early casino organized crime themes. The first of 6 AC novels is called Money Wanders.
Yeah, I looked this up. It's a series, like he says, of 6 novels. The series is called the PR Crisis Management Mysteries.
I feel like that's very specific.
PR Crisis Management. Wasn't there a whole show about that? With the president and what's her name? Kerry Washington? Is that who was
it? I don't know who that is.
Anyways, Scandal. That's what I'm thinking of. Then he also recommends a book called Mr. Boardwalk by Louis Greenstein, or Louis Greenstein.
Mm-hmm.
He says It was a fun read about a child growing up as a boardwalk performer. So it's a novel. It's not a true story. Given these fiction books, which we've normally focused on nonfiction books all the times we talk about books, are you more likely to read an AC history book or a novel set in AC?
I mean, just being realistic, knowing myself, I'd be infinitely more likely to read some sort of nonfiction about AC than a novel set there. I can't tell you the last time I read a novel.
Yeah.
Any work of fiction. It's been a long time. And it's not to say I don't want to do it more. Like, there are some books I'd like to read, but I feel like it's like the classics that everyone talks about that I've never read. Like, you know, I don't know, Crime and Punishment or so, you know, something like that. Something that's widely known and whatever, not a random pulp fiction novel or whatever.
Yeah, like I think the last fiction book I read was Frankenstein.
Right, that's the kind of book I would like to read.
Yeah, it's great. You should read it. It's a quick read too. You know, and then I've read some, you know, like Harry Potter and like Neil Patrick Harris's books that are meant for 12-year-olds about some magicians. So like that's the kind of fiction I read, sort of like quick reads. I'm not against reading fiction, but yeah, I'm definitely 10 times more likely to read a nonfiction book.
Yeah.
Although I'm intrigued by PR crisis management mysteries.
This is very tempting when you put it that way. Yeah. I mean, I will say as a child, I read a lot of fiction. Like, I loved everything Michael Crichton. I loved everything Clive Cussler. So I definitely have a background in reading fiction, but it's just not something I've done since I've been an adult, probably. Not since college, I'd say. I probably haven't really read fiction.
Yeah, I had a brief period where I was reading some more fiction-y type books, like current novels.
Do you still read comic books at all?
Yes.
That's fiction.
X-Men.
Yeah.
X-Men is fiction.
That counts.
Batman.
It's a documentary.
Yeah, Batman is a documentary. You're going to tell me that his parents didn't get killed? Come on. All right. Thanks for the book recommendations. Any more book recommendations we will gladly take?
Yeah, send them in.
I don't think I've added these to the wish list on Amazon.
I'm sure that people have sent you a ton of stuff after last episode, though.
Tons. This is one of those things where, like, sometimes on my lunch, I'll just wander around Manhattan and end up in, like, a Barnes & Noble or, like, some crappy bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
The Strand is not a crappy bookstore. It's gigantic. But if I stumbled upon one of these books, I would buy it. But I do that a lot with books where I buy a book and then I never read it.
Mm-hmm.
Like all my AC history books.
Yeah.
So we have some news.
Uh-huh.
This is big stuff.
Okay.
The Wild Wild West, which we've known forever. One of our favorite casinos of all time.
Yes, with the greatest animatronics of all time.
Yeah, I think it was down to just one animatronic by the time I was there. The guy sifting through the river.
Sad. You missed the glory days.
So good. Now they've called it just The West. They've changed the name, which I learned because they sent out an email about some, I don't know if it's Halloween, but some sort of concert or event or something they're doing there. And it said, The West at Caesars Atlantic City. And I was like, what the hell is The West? And the answer is that it is now what they're calling the Wild Wild West. And if you go to the website, it says The West, a western edge to the Eastern Shore, which to me, you can't say Eastern Shore. The Eastern Shore is very specific to Maryland.
To me, I agree.
This is the Jersey Shore. This is a totally different thing.
A western edge to the Jersey Shore. Yeah, that would be better.
Or to the East Coast. I don't know. It's not the Eastern Shore. That's a specific thing. New Jersey people, tell me if I'm totally wrong about that. Have you ever in your life, as a New Jerseyan, called it the Eastern Shore? My guess is no.
Yes, as a New Jerseyan.
I need the true New Jersey listeners, not me, a transplant who's only lived here for 8 or 9 years. I don't count. One thing it says on the Caesars Atlantic City site with the West and its nice little neon logo is, it's your beer pong and sports betting bull riding kind of place, which I know that's what you like.
Yeah, this seems bad.
Disappointingly not included is skill slot gaming.
Yeah, I know. You're a danger arena kind of place.
Yeah. Giant Pac-Manin. That's not on there.
Nothing but netting.
This page for this thing sucks.
No, I think the whole thing sucks. I mean, this is worse, right? This is just worse than Wild Wild West. It's the definite article, I think, that makes it bad. Why is it the way? I don't know. It seems stupid. It's dumb. The West. It sounds terrible.
They could have come up with something better. They could have named it, like, after some town in the West. I don't know what that town would be.
Virginia City?
Oh, that would be great. See, you've already nailed it.
I know. Bring back the Virginia City Buffet.
Just call it Coyote Kate's.
Yeah.
Done.
Guthrie's.
Call it Guthrie's. Call it Gold Tooth Gertie's. You have options.
Truly,
West
anything
sucks.
Is better than the West. Yeah, the West, it's just awful.
Yeah. So,
Do For a Win does not recommend the West.
No, we do not.
Also, it's kind of disappointing every time I walk through there.
It could be decent.
I mean, it used to be decent. It used to be good. It was actively good back when we first started going.
I know we've said this a million times on the podcast, but now that it's the West, really since it's been converted into its current iteration of being more of like an event space with this effectively indoor beer garden situation they've got going on there, it's easy to think that the whole thing is basically just from the stage area to the sports book. And in reality, it's a giant casino. It goes all the way around to the
that
old poker room.
The whole thing that has stuff in it.
Currently, yes. But you forget that if you walked all the way around, there used to be like a bingo area. A huge video poker area.
The buffet. The actual poker room.
It is a large, underutilized space, and I don't
like it. No, it's dumb.
So that's what I have to say about that.
Anyway, so yes, the current iteration of Wild Wild West is bad, and the new name is even worse.
Yeah.
All right.
That's due for a win's confirmed take.
Yeah.
I'm due for a win, and I approve this message.
I got an email that I forwarded on to you. Well, you probably also got it.
I did get it.
Yeah, Tropicana sent me an email saying they now offer surrender in blackjack, which I think is huge news because I think historically before this, at least last I heard, and I haven't looked into this in many, many years, I believe the only place in Atlantic City you could get surrender before was the High Limit Room at Golden Nugget, I want to say.
I have no idea. I never realized it wasn't a thing. I thought it was, because it's a thing, a big thing in Vegas everywhere.
In some places. So last time, not last time we went to Vegas, but the time before that, they had really cut back on it on the Strip as well.
Oh, really?
So like when I was at Harrah's, the four blackjack tables like in the middle of the front entrance still all had surrender, but none of the ones going off on either direction up and down the Strip had surrender at all anymore. So it had been cut back like quite a bit even by whenever we went on that trip, 2013 or 2014, compared to how it was when I used to go to Vegas in, say, 2007, 2008. And Atlantic City just never had it.
So we say that this is a big deal. I mean, it is interesting anytime there's some addition to blackjack specifically, which is a huge game.
That makes, I mean, the game just better for players.
But isn't the math on it that you should never take surrender?
No, you should surrender on 15, 16, 17 against an ace and 16 against a 10 or something. I think that's correct. You can look it up on the card, but I think that's right.
Oh, yes, you're right. You should. I forgot about all the late surrender, early surrender stuff.
It's late surrender. Nowhere offers early surrender.
Right.
So
a seldom found rule, the Wizard of Oz
says. Yeah, that doesn't exist. I think it's 15, 16, 17 against an ace and 16 against a 10. But yeah, you should absolutely be surrendering.
16 even against a 9, it says.
Ooh, and
yeah.
So it's five hands you're supposed to surrender then?
17 only against an ace.
Yep. And 15 only against an ace, I think.
It says 15 against a 10, too.
Oh, really? So it's 15 and 16 against a 10?
Yes, and 16 against 9, 10, ace.
I'm surprised you didn't know that, because you know basic strategy better than I do, honestly.
For some reason, what I had in my head about it was basically you should never take it. But I do remember now from...
Insurance you should never take.
Yes, it's insurance. You're right. It's insurance that you should never take.
I mean,
confused.
There are times you should take it. But if you're just following basic strategy, you should never take it.
Right. The times that you should take insurance, which has always been offered in late, is when it's an amount of money that would hurt to lose.
I don't know if that's actually what the math says, but sure.
No, the math says you should never take it.
The math says there are times you should take it, but...
Insurance?
It depends on the count.
Oh, well, come on. We're ignoring the count.
I don't know. I don't count.
The Wizard of Oz says, insurance in blackjack, just say no.
Uh-huh. Anyway, I think it's good. It's good for players, and I'm glad to see that the blackjack market in Atlantic City is robust enough to have some casino decide that this is the right thing to do for them. I guess the only reason they would do this is because they believe that more people will come play blackjack there if they offer surrender, so...
I guess the bigger question is, like, what are the other rules of the surrender game? Like, are you now playing 6-5 blackjack?
I assume not.
I don't know.
I'd assume it would only be on a 3-2 table. Because if you don't care, then, like...
That's a good point. Like, if you don't care about 6-5, why would you care about surrender?
Right, exactly. Like, if you're playing 6-5 blackjack, you've already made terrible choices in your life, and you're just not going to want to surrender.
Yeah, that's a good point. Interesting. We'll see it next time, see what the limits are. Because maybe it's only at, like, a $100 table. I expect it's probably at a $50 table. Maybe even 25 on like a weekday. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I assume that if there's like a $15 just normal blackjack table, it would be there. I don't see why it
really
wouldn't, but why not? I mean, who cares?
Do you think that it's going to be like every table, or do you think it's just going to be select tables have surrender?
I don't remember what the email said. It's probably not going to be every table. I would guess a 6-5 table will not have surrender, but
I'll have to brush up on basic strategy again because it's been a while since I've really practiced it all.
Yeah.
It's more fun to play blackjack when you don't know basic strategy and you're just totally going on vibes.
Oh, really?
I got 16. I think this next card's going to be a 3. It's like, no, the dealer has a 10. Don't do it. It's like, I don't care. Here comes my 5. 21, baby.
I think it's more fun when you hit your 12 against a 3 or whatever, and then the whole table just tilts off. And you just are like, in your head, like, you can go fuck yourselves.
Right.
I just don't care. You're wrong. You're all wrong.
I know. Yeah, I got in a long conversation. It wasn't even really like an argument with somebody in Vegas when I hit 12 against a 3. And I'm just like...
Just tell people they're wrong. I mean, there's no conversation. Like...
I'm not a math person, and I am not debating this. Like, that's just how it is. Except you should always go on vibes and not on math. In your life in general and in blackjack.
Sometimes you should have 12 against a 4. Sometimes.
Don't know. I've forgotten everything I ever learned about blackjack.
Uh-huh. It's like, sometimes you should stay on 16 against 10. Sometimes.
What are you talking about?
It depends on the count.
Nobody's counting.
I mean, somebody is.
Yeah, somebody's going.
It's legal in Atlantic City. They can't stop you.
They can flatbet you.
Yes.
Next piece of news, which has been in the agenda for a long time and we haven't talked about it. A Philadelphia developer is planning to turn the Schwemm building at South New York Avenue and Atlantic Avenue into apartments. Market rate apartments is what they say. So I don't know what that means. Like, not affordable housing.
Yes, I believe that is what it means.
They call it a historic building. Historic but underused building, they say. Everything I've seen about this also says it's in the Orange Loop neighborhood. But if you actually look at a map, it's on Atlantic Avenue, like a full avenue away from like where I would consider the stuff in the Orange Loop ending.
Yeah, that's pretty far out there.
It's a stretch to me. It would be great if it did go out that far and there was a bunch of stuff going out that far and it was nice and walkable, but...
Yeah, in my experience, when you're like out at Pacific and New York, that's like a bit of a rough area already, and then Atlantic's another block out from that, so...
I agree. This is a walk that I would not recommend.
Yeah, 2-for-1 does not recommend
walking
to New York and Atlantic at night.
It'll be interesting to see what they actually do with this, but they're saying it's going to cost $22.5 million, which seems not crazy high.
Yeah, it seems like reasonably inexpensive, I think.
Yeah, so.
How many units?
56 units. 56 residential dwellings. And commercial space, that I'm a little skeptical.
If it's nice enough. I mean, hopefully it works out. I mean, I think some gentrification of that area would be good, honestly.
How dare you praise gentrification on this program?
I'm not the neoliberal that you are, I think. But, well, actually, I am.
Yes, I think of the two of us.
Because I think gentrification is good. So
any development in that part of town, and really in any part of town, is good. Mm-hmm. And so I also think there is a shortage of passable housing.
Passable housing in Atlantic City, right? I think that's true, too. I mean, there's a couple areas that have, like, some pretty nice houses. What I hear from reading things that people who live in Atlantic City say, I think a lot of the, like, big apartment buildings or condos are, like, in pretty rough shape, honestly, in Atlantic City, and, like, aren't great places to live anymore because they're from many years ago. So,
yeah, good point.
I think it's good. I'm glad that they're doing this. I hope it works out. I mean, I think $22.5 million does not sound like that much money to me for 50-whatever units. So I think that it could make sense for them. It could get them some money, assuming people want to buy in that area.
Yeah, we'll keep following it. Hopefully it's not one of those things like the Polar Coaster that just sort of dies off, or the Unicoaster. Seems different.
All right. And so the last thing we have before we wrap up is, you said we didn't have enough content, and I said I've had some secret segment in my back pocket for a rainy day, so I'm going to pull it out now. We'll have to come up for a good name for this segment. I don't know, we can call it Scenarios Now or something. You know, I think this is an easy segment for us just to talk about Atlantic City, and I've come up with a scenario, more or less, that I want to give to you, and I want you to give me some recommendations.
Okay.
Let's say a group of young friends are starting to go to Atlantic City and want to know where they should play, where they should concentrate their play. The most important thing for them are they want cheap table games and the possibility of comp rooms. Any other cheap stuff, like cheap food or cheap parking or whatever, are definite pluses. So where do you think they should play?
This is a tough one, because if it's a group of young friends,
right?
Like, am I really steering them to resorts? Am I really steering them to Golden Nugget, where you're off the boardwalk?
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough sell. They'd be the youngest people at either of those places.
Mm-hmm.
So those are certainly the options for probably where you're going to get the easiest comp rooms and where you're going to get reliably cheap tables. But there's a reason that young people don't really want to go hang out there.
Mm-hmm.
Tropicana skews very young, but there's not enough table games for the number of people there, so everything's always very expensive.
Right.
Honestly, Borgata, to me, always has so many tables that there's usually like reasonably priced tables, but you're not going to get comp rooms there if you're playing reasonably priced tables. So like certainly not on weekends. This is a very hard question because it's one of those things where it's like you can have it cheap, fast, or good. Pick two of the three.
Right. For whatever fast means in this context.
You know, cheap tables, comping, and quality, I guess. You know, quality for young people. You can have two of those three, maybe. I don't know. Oh, it's tough. So I'm trying to go through, like, Ocean, table's not cheap enough, not easy enough to get comp rooms. Although I think people do say Ocean's fairly generous with comp rooms. Hard Rock, definitely not cheap enough. Mentioned Resorts. Bally's, I don't know enough about Bally's. I mean, Bally's, I guess I would have the similar, like, would I really suggest Bally's over Resorts? Seems like no.
I've heard that they're very generous with comps, but not with me, certainly. So
yeah, I mean, Caesars is pretty generous and does have the advantage of the tie-in to Tropicana, Harrah's.
I just don't think the tables are very cheap at Caesars.
Right.
Tables particularly, I think, are expensive there.
Maybe I'm just thinking about this wrong or missing something entirely, but I think Resorts with the easy access to Orange Loop, easy access to Hard Rock, is a pretty good option. If you are a gambler who wants cheap table games and you're willing to do a bunch of other stuff outside of Resorts, right? And it does have happy hour at Doherty's. It's not like it's a total wasteland in terms of food. I think Resorts is a good option. Just know that you'll have to leave and go to, you know, Irish Pub and Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall and stuff like that to get your other stuff, to get your external stuff, or walk out to the distillery or to the Seed. I think you're in a good place there to get to other places that are fun also, like Ocean, Hard Rock, Lucky Snake Arcade. I know you strongly agree with that take.
I know you have to go to Lucky Snake. I mean, there's nothing any 23-year-old wants to do more than go to Lucky Snake.
Yeah, I agree. So, you know, if Showboat's not an option because they don't have a casino, I think I'm going to go with Resorts with sort of a little...
Yeah, asterisk that's like, but really Showboat?
Yes. Yeah.
You just need to get to the top level of the Lucky Snake Players Club and score all the free ribs there.
Yeah, I'm going Resorts, but I'm, like, not loving the answer.
So the basis of this specific question, obviously, is when we started going, and just to give you the answer that we had back then, was we went to Hilton all the time, and we got free rooms, and tables were very cheap. It had everything we wanted, basically, but our second casino was Borgata back then, unquestionably. I mean, we had, as with any group of friends, some friends who liked the niceness of Borgata more and were willing to pay for it more than the other people in the group, like me, who just wanted the cheap rooms or free rooms at Hilton. So that's the direction we went in. I agree with you. I think Resorts is a decent choice in this case for right now. I think Bally's also could be as well. It's so hard to recommend Golden Nugget because it's in the middle of nowhere. It's not on the boardwalk. I wouldn't put it at the same level as Bally's or Resorts just because of location, I think. But if you like truly only care about cheap table games and free rooms, it's probably the best in Atlantic City.
Yeah, and if you aren't super picky about food, it's got a decent burger bar. It's got a new, like, Dos Caminos taco place.
Yeah.
Although I wish it did have a little bit more stuff. It's just small.
And you can always drive somewhere. And
that's true.
It's fine. Or take an Uber or whatever.
Hop in the Uber to the Borgata.
I think somewhere else that's a possibility. And, like, for us, like, another option, which was not a problem in, like, 2006, let's say, because every hotel had a poker room, literally. Now there's three, I think, in Atlantic City. If you want to play poker, which, like I said, we certainly did when we first started going, you would be trimmed down to just Borgata, Harrah's, and Trop, I think, are the only three poker rooms open right now in Atlantic City. But I think even without that, I think Harrah's would be a decent option, too, honestly. It's a bit closer to Borg if you want to do that. It is, of course, off the boardwalk, but it's not quite as depressing as Golden Nugget, I think. For young people, I think there's like more to do there, probably. Let's say you wanted to go to clubs, which we certainly never did. You can do that there. You know, they've got plenty of table games.
Yeah, decent amount of bars, decent amount of restaurants.
Got a poker room. And I think extra double bonus if you do want to go to Vegas every couple years or whatever, like that'll obviously open up that path for you as well.
That's true. Yeah, Harrah's is not a bad option. I don't think I would put it above Resorts for me, but it's hard for me to think about it as like a 23-year-old instead of a 41-year-old. Mm. Certainly, like you say, when you started going, but when I started going, it was really Bally's and Wild Wild West. Like that was where we played table games because that was where the cheap table games are.
Well, very briefly, it was maybe at ACH or whatever, but that shut down shortly after you started going. Yeah. So,
well, and Showboat for a little bit too.
Yeah, and Showboat too.
Was kind of became the home base. But I think there is a point to be made, which is that 14, 15 years ago, and even further for when you started going, the access to cheap tables was much more prevalent. Like it was much easier to find cheap tables than it is now. And there's just like not a lot of cheap gaming in Atlantic City anymore. which I know people have complained about a lot in various Facebook groups. Like, it's just not a super cheap place to play anymore.
I mean, honestly, like you said, Borgata's not a bad choice either. The problem is, like you said, you're not going to get the comps you're getting at the other properties that we've mentioned. Like, you're just not. But, like, the table games are cheap. I think they're equally cheap as Paras, let's say. And they're cheaper, I think, than Drop and Caesars, just in my experience.
I agree. I'm always surprised by the reasonableness of the prices. And I'm sure that's just down to how many table games they have of every game.
It's very nice. Food is cheap. You know, parking is cheap. You know, food. You can go to the marketplace or whatever.
The comp dollars you accrue, I think, is pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the MGM network, but yeah, you're giving up.
You're just not going to get a room comp.
Yeah.
Weekends or whatever in high time. I mean, it has the best poker room in Atlantic City, too, if that's something you want to do. Like, which was, like I said, when we started going, poker was, like, a big part of our trips, so.
All I'm hearing is that we should be focusing 100% of our play on Borgata.
I think for us, it maybe wouldn't be the worst idea, except that I enjoy seeing all the casinos, but realistically, they're generous enough with comps that I can get comp rooms most of the time, and it is the nicest property in Atlantic City, so.
I miss the boardwalk too much. That's my problem.
I know.
I need that Rock and Joe pizza.
Joe Rock?
Oh, yeah, Joe Rock Cafe. Sorry, Rock and Joe's coffee shop. I need my Peanut World experience.
We need to do more two-night trips. One night at Borg and one night on the boardwalk, I think. That's the perfect in-between.
Yeah, we do. Let's do it.
It was a good trip when we did it with your brother.
Let's schedule one right now.
So, I don't know. We'll see if this segment sticks or not. I mean, it's easy to come up with these, which is a plus, and it gives us maybe something interesting to talk about. And it's easy for you guys to send in things that you actually want to know about kind of along these lines, and we can talk about it.
That's a good point. Send in stuff.
Yeah, anyway, I think that there's a bunch of good options. Resorts, Bally's, Paras, maybe Borgata with an asterisk, maybe Golden Nugget with an asterisk. So
Hollywood Casino Perryville.
Hollywood the most generous. They sent me something, I got some bonus comp dollars or something recently, like an extra $10 to go along with the $20 or whatever. I don't know.
They're always emailing me like, you have 5 bonus comp dollars this weekend. Oh, yeah. It's like, that's really enticing me to make the drive. $5. I'll drive there if you confirm that the soda machine's working.
We should go to some of the casinos in Delaware. I've never been to any.
Like, so. Parks?
Never been. Never been to anything in Delaware.
People say the Parks is nice.
Dover Downs. Dover Downs is far away, though, because Dover's not that close to where I usually am in Delaware.
Wait, is Parks in Delaware, or is that in Pennsylvania?
I think Parks is in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's in Bensalem, Pennsylvania.
There's one that's up near 95, I think.
Delaware Park.
Delaware Park is the one that's close to 95. I should swing by one time on an Atlantic City trip and just check it out. Yeah, Dover is a bit more out of the way, but I've been to Ocean Downs and Ocean City, Maryland.
It's like a quick back-to-back of Delaware Park and Hollywood Casino, Perryville.
Oh, just the most wonderful trip anyone can imagine. Yeah, that's Great Wolf Lodge. What we should do is just all go to Great Wolf Lodge, and then we could just spend the whole time at Hollywood Casino, Perryville.
Just treat Great Wolf Lodge as the hotel tower to Hollywood Casino Perryville.
Right. Ditch our wives and children and go to Perryville. Or just say me and you are going to go to Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah. Yeah. Honey, we're going to Great Wolf Lodge. Why? I really like water slides.
All right. If you want to reach out to us or any of our other listeners, you can do so at our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/doforawin. Find all of our great content at doforawin.com. Reach out to Craig on Twitter at doforawin or me at Kyle Askin and send Craig questions to doforawin@gmail.com, and we will answer them on air, or they will sit in Craig's inbox forever.
Inbox forever, more likely option.
How's our email?
We've got some old always, once, never suggestions.
We should use them.
That we can't actually use right now because we haven't done all the things that they ask about.
Yeah. We can still speculate. It's never stopped anyone
that's
else
true.
That is in this industry or whatever.
That's a good point, yeah.
We going to go to Atlantic City soon, I hope?
That's a good question.
I need to rattle some trees a little bit and see what's going on.
Yeah, if we're going to go in December, people's Decembers are going to start filling up.
Yep.
So let's figure that out.
Indeed. All right. Well, thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll be back with you in 2 or 3 weeks because this was a bit of an early episode. So thank you again. I mean, who are we kidding? You're going to put this out on like Tuesday of next week. So
with you, how motivated I am.
Yep.
The answer is not motivated at all.